Matt has it written Django and Chain-do. Django Unchained.
Mama always said.
Okay, he's not that.
Jenny's a
The dogs are out.
This is the Draft Dogs Podcast. Our takes do not reflect the opinions of Toronto Metropolitan University or Spirit Line Radio.
How are we doing, fellas?
Amazing.
I've been better, but we're doing good.
I'm in a mood where everything's pissing me off, and so this will either be really good or really bad. It's just the things just layering on top of each other.
And speaking of layering, as you do with building a roster, amazing segue.
What a segue.
We
top tier
are the Draft Dogs, thank you, just like all my teams. If you haven't listened to other episodes, go and listen to them. But the gist is we draft things, and then we choose who has the best team, the second best, and so forth. And we have a bunch of categories ready to go, and I think I'm ready to
see how quickly things go off the rails.
We will see.
So fast, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Spin that wheel, baby.
All right. It is deliberating. The category is movies.
Ooh.
Honest.
You know, this is a separate segment here, but I just realized, Matt, every time we spin these wheels, Sammy and Charlie don't show us anything. So they could
I showed you last week, I thought.
I trust them.
Do I?
But
it's always ones that are
they could be
favorite.
Picking whatever the hell they want.
If I was picking, I wouldn't have put myself a third and fourth pick every single draft we've done so far.
Fair enough.
It is time for Charlie to get the number one.
Go to Charlie.
I'm spinning that wheel. And the fourth overall pick in today's TV show draft, and I will show it to you guys, is Matt Dizer. Fourth overall pick.
So, wait. There has been some controversy within the wheel. It got spun, but Charlie said the wrong...
Either way, I still spun.
It's all right. The wheel has spoken,
man. You're fourth, and Sammy's third.
So it's Tulio, Charlie, Sammy, and Matthew.
Actually, it's Tulio, Charles M. Smeechin.
Right, my bad. To me, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm working on that level of trust where I can call you just Charles, maybe.
All right. We're gonna take a quick break, and we come back. We'll have the number one overall pick of the movies draft. And we are back. Movies draft this week. I have the first overall pick, and I think there's a clear number one because it's the movie that all other movies are based off of. Give me The Godfather.
Correct.
He's taking The Godfather.
You're right.
First overall.
That's a given.
You're right.
Also, my favorite movie of all time. That's really why I wanted that first pick. I love that movie so much that I felt like I needed to have it.
Well, you know what? After last draft, I've lost faith in your guys' judgment. So today, I'm actually going to be drafting my personal favorite movies of all time.
Good
I will not
you.
Be going with the top movies of all time. I'm going, in my opinion, not what I think are the best. But my favorite, number one overall, give me Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's a solid movie. That is
a funny motion
picture.
Two opposing directions at their first draft.
They're very
take.
Similar movies when you think about it.
Very different directions.
You know what? I mean, you know what? I'd be remiss if I didn't take this.
You got it.
Because I just opened the door for you too.
There's a clear pick here.
Don't take it.
No. I don't know if it's clear, but... one of you guys picked a movie, and I'm going to pick a movie that might be better than it, might be a hot take.
It's not a hot take.
Give me The Godfather 2.
As a cinematic piece, I would say better. As a overall thing, I would say the first one's better.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that.
I would say Ferris Bueller's Day Off is better than both. But, I mean, it's up to you guys.
I do love that pick. I felt like you or Matt, I feel like, had to go there. Otherwise, I would have had both of them.
Yeah, because I knew you'd just pick it again.
What the fuck? It was so loud. Why was it like you did it into the mic, man?
I didn't even hear what happened.
Matt farted. Into the mic.
Nice.
All right, anyways.
I'm surprised this one dropped to number four for me, but I have to go Shawshank Redemption.
Damn.
At number four.
That's a good pick.
See, as a movie novice such as yourself, I thought I could maybe sneak that one back.
No, that one's too good. I thought it'd go number two, to be
the
honest.
Escape through the
it should have gone number two.
I'm happy with stealing
Shawshank
that at number four.
Shawshank Prison.
I'm going to go with, I don't know if people think about it in it for the best movies of all time, but I'm going to take
Toy Story 3.
Actually, just kidding. Just kidding.
He's not taking.
I'm going to switch my direction entirely. Not really, but I'm going to change what I was
about. Who are you picking?
I was about to take one movie, but now I'm going to take Pulp Fiction instead.
I thought that was the movie you were going to say.
Yeah, but you weren't going
to
take that one.
No, that's fine. I mean,
okay. All right. Well, sticking to my theme, give me the sixth overall pick. One of my personal favorites of all time, and I think is actually one of the greatest movies of all time.
It's Titanic.
Give me Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back.
That
very good
to
film.
To be fair, that is one of the best movies of all time.
Yep, love it.
Very good film. Okay. I you know what? I'm going to be bold with this pick. Give me what I consider, and I think a lot of people consider, to be the best animated film of all time. Give me The Lion King.
That's where I was going to go with mine, and I thought it would slip.
So I thought you were taking Turning Red.
Yeah, no, Lion King is a masterpiece.
That's not where I thought you were going.
I agree with that 100%. Takes mine off the board. I was between two, though, so it made my decision a little easier. Sorry. The other one that I am taking at pick number 8 is Inception with Leo DiCaprio. That's probably my favorite
Matt's
movie of all time.
Favorite actor of all time, too.
Absolutely.
Tulio's still feeling the effects of the actor draft.
I love how he's giving it to me, who barely watches movies, to
it's really
piss
why.
Him off right now.
It's really why.
It's great.
All right. I've got it, I think.
The Lego movie.
The Lego movie too.
All right. Now first pick of the third round, I'm gonna go with a movie that I don't think many people think of all that much, but is, you know, one of the most powerful movies of all time, I'll say. And I'm going to take Schindler's List.
Great film.
It's a good one.
Great.
Yeah, what'd you like about it?
Great, great film.
It's some of the most, like, heartbreaking acting.
It's raw.
It's so raw.
You've never seen Toy Story 3. All right.
That it. Toy Story 3 is
actually really
me
good.
Up.
That's going to be the cold open to the show, folks.
Oh, it's up to me now, eh? My third pick.
Is it Toy Story 3?
It is not. Wait, so this is pick number 10?
This is pick number 10.
Pick number 10. Another one of my favorites that I think is also a good one.
Fast and Furious.
One of the best movies ever. I don't know, one of the like top 10, but like it's definitely, it's a good one. I'd say it's top 30, in my opinion. Give me The Truman Show.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
I love The Truman Show. I love, like, you know, you see him slowly find out he's being watched. I love his, like, the fact that he's like Jim Carrey, but he's not Jim Carrey, you know. I like Jim Carrey if you guys listen to the Actors Draft.
Okay, I have my pick. Tulio actually kind of convinced me to pick this.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Pulp Fiction was directed by Quentin Tarantino. Stud. Ooh. Great director. And he called this movie the best film of the century, which I agree with. It's one of my, I think it's my favorite live action movie ever. Give me The Social Network.
Interesting. That's not. Ooh, I thought okay. When you were mentioning Tarantino, I thought you were going to take a Tarantino film.
No, I figured you have the classic Tarantino. I won't overstep until I need to.
Fair enough.
Social Network is a good one. I like that pick.
It's a very good movie. It's my favorite director, David Fincher.
I haven't seen it.
And, oh, it's a great film. The dialogue alone is so tight.
I think it's fine.
Okay, well, I didn't ask for your opinion, Charles.
I'm going to go with a heartwarming film with one of the best actors.
What?
I am going to go with a heartwarming movie that is arguably one of my favorite movies with one of the best actors of all time, in Charlie's opinion.
Yes.
And that is Forrest Gump.
No.
Good movie. Good
I am
movie.
Taking
That was
Forrest
in my list.
Gump.
Iconic.
How hard is it to...
Forrest Gump.
And Mom, that's getting cut.
Jenny.
That's getting...
Mama always said... Okay, he's not that.
Jenny's a... She sucks. She's the least likable.
She is terrible.
She's really, really bad.
And that's our third cult, though.
All right. Anyways, now that we've ranted and raved about Jenny, we'll take a quick break, give you a rundown of who's been picked so far, and we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. We're going to go through everyone's picks so far before we get on with the 13th pick. So far, Tulio has started us off with The Godfather, followed by Charlie, who picked Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Sammy, who went with The Godfather 2, and myself, who went with Shawshank Redemption. From there, other movies that have been drafted so far include Pulp Fiction, Star Wars Episode 5, The Lion King, Inception, Schindler's List, The Truman Show, The Social Network, and last but not least, Forrest Gump. So, Tulio, you can take it from here. Where are you going with your 13th pick?
There were two ways I thought I could go here. One is picking maybe one of my favorites, and one a movie that is critically acclaimed, won just so many awards. But I thought, screw that, I'm going to pick a movie I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
How do you like them apples?
That was loud.
I apologize.
Filmed just a couple blocks away at U of T.
True.
Is it me? Is it me now?
Bastin.
It is you.
Okay, well, I wanted Forrest Gump, but Matt has a, just like famously picks the picks that I want right before I go. So I'm going to go another direction. I'm going to take what I thought Sammy might take when he was talking about Tarantino. Give me Django Unchained.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Very great.
Jamie Foxx, that's such a good movie.
I love that movie, man.
Very, very good film.
Okay.
I'm torn, guys. DJ Ango.
No.
DJ Ango. DJ Ango. And Django it written was his in there? Name. Oh.
Django. Matt has it written Django and Chained. Django Unchained.
No, okay. Yeah, no, I'm sold. I was on the fence about this one, but give me Silence of the Lambs.
It's a great movie.
It's a really good movie. Maybe one of the scariest villains in cinema history.
Where I'm going to go with my fourth pick is to a movie that I like a lot, and that's Hunger Games: To Kill a Mockingjay.
Interesting.
That's my favorite one of the Hunger Games series, and it's just a good movie overall.
Really interesting.
All right. Well, I'm stumped.
I mean, you got one choice left. You got to go with your gut on this one, I think.
Bamboozled. There's so many. I watch too many movies, is what this is telling me. But I'm going to go with the movie that has the most Oscar wins by any movie. And I'm going to take Titanic.
Yeah, that's
fair.
DiCaprio won an Oscar for that, right?
No.
He knows. He's just throwing that in there for the analysis.
Sorry, so why is he?
You know what the coolest part about Titanic is? The score is just My Heart Will Go On, just played in different ways the whole movie, and I think that's really interesting.
It only lost three categories.
Yeah.
It was nominated for 17.
That's crazy. So I mean, it's a film.
At least 10. Right now, I'm torn. Boys, I'm torn. I've got two great movies in mind. In my opinion, they're in the top 10 of all time, and nobody has taken them yet. Number one is Kung Fu Panda.
Of course.
And the other one is a movie I like. It's called Inglourious Bastards. All right.
That's film. A good
I think they're
movie.
On the same film. Level. I think they're film. On the same level. And honestly,
you know which one to take. Come
when you
on
think
now.
About.
You know the.
Oh, band. You weren't kidding. I thought you were picking Inglourious Bastards.
Kung Fu Panda is star studded. Do you know the actors in this thing? You've got Jack Black, Jackie Chan, David Cross, Angelina Jolie, Lucy Liu. Who plays?
Yeah, but it's also Kung Fu Panda.
It's freaking a beautiful story, amazing animation, but I'll be taking Inglourious Bastards because Ryan from The Office is it.
Okay, so with that, I'm picking
Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to go. I feel like I have a good amount of versatility with my picks so far. But I'm going to go to a movie that did very well critically. I enjoyed it a lot. Passes the Bechdel test. Give me Parasite.
It's interesting.
Parasite is an absolutely perfect movie.
With my last pick, I'm going to go with another one that's close to my heart.
Coach
movie
Carter.
Movie that I love. Oh, Coach Carter's a good
Coach
one.
Coach Carter's, that's one of my favorite
it's
sports
really,
movies.
Really
it's a really
movie.
Good
movie. Yeah,
but you should go there.
I'm not going there. I'm going to go Back to the Future because
iconic.
I just love
iconic. I thought about it. Iconic
I
movie.
Thought you were going to take 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I love that movie too, but yeah. I would never take it.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, but
Back to the Future. Over Kung Fu Panda?
And Kung Fu
Over
Panda 2?
Cars 2?
And Home Alone. I mean, guys.
Guys, Cars 4 is coming out, just for the record.
There's a Cars 4?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, folks. That is the draft complete. We're going to take a quick break, then come back, argue for an hour, and then we'll cut it down so you guys can listen to it in a reasonable amount of time.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Our draft has finally completed. As always, it will be an interesting one now that we're into the analysis section. So, Tulio, why don't you give the listeners a little bit of what our draft finished like today?
All right. With the number one overall pick and my first overall pick, I took The Godfather, my second round, Pulp Fiction, followed by Schindler's List, Good Will Hunting, and finishing up with the Titanic. Charles took Ferris Bueller's Day Off, number two overall. Sorry, it just gives me a chuckle every time I remember that movie. Star movie. Wars Episode V, The Truman Show, Django Unchained, and Inglourious Basterds. Sammy, third overall, took The Godfather 2, followed that up with The Lion King, then The Social Network, Silence of the Lambs, finished it off with Parasite, and then the last pick of the first round, Matt took Shawshank Redemption, then Inception, Forrest Gump, Hunger Games to Kill a Mockingjay, and last pick of the draft, Back to the Future.
I know what you guys are thinking. My list is the worst. And of course, that would make sense considering I didn't draft the best movies of all time in the best movies of all time draft. So I will understand if you guys want to place me in the fourth position. But I will be happy knowing that I stood by my personal preference, and I stayed true to myself. That being said, my opinion for who's third, because I'm fourth.
So Charles just
is Matt,
for the record.
I would agree.
Is fourth.
Charlie is fourth.
Charlie's fourth.
And I'm proud of it.
I would agree with you.
I think Matt is third, and I haven't looked enough at Sam.
I think there's one movie, and I get Matt, again, picking with his heart, there's one movie that sticks out a bit from the 12,
it's Hunger
and it's
Games,
Hunger Games
right,
to
yeah.
Kill a Mockingjay.
Back to the Future is not that
good
either.
Movie.
I'm sorry.
Back to the Future, though, like is
it's
iconic.
Iconic.
It's iconic.
I think one of the best scores
there's
maybe
great
ever.
Yeah. But Hunger Games is sticking out to me here when I look at it.
Yeah.
I would like to just defend my list a little because obviously I got thrown under the bus as number three, and that's to be expected. Just because I'm obviously the person who watches probably the least movies here. Getting Shawshank at four was a huge steal, and I think that Sammy really missed out.
No,
at,
I don't.
At
I,
three,
Shawshank's
I think
not
it's,
that. It's
I think
not
it's
not
a
good.
Steal, but only a steal because Charlie took
yeah,
Ferris
it's,
Bueller. Because
I
think
I took Godfather.
If you get rid of Charlie, that's the top three movies.
I think it's fair to say, and it's a pretty common take, that like, you know, of our top three, we each picked a movie out of the top five or at least 10, right?
I think I think you're right at top five.
Top five, probably.
Okay. I think yep. mine are, okay, my movies are all in the top 10 all time.
I will say, like, as much as we did dismiss Charlie, put him in fourth quick, and this might be a hot take movie-wise, I don't think Pulp Fiction is Tarantino's best movie. I think it's Inglourious Basterds.
I don't think Pulp Fiction is his best either.
I think Pulp Fiction is overrated.
Bastards, I also agree
Pulp
with
Pulp Fiction
but...
is an amazing film, and it's very Tarantino. It's kind of yes. what like decided
like,
his style.
Yeah.
It's very iconic. It's like one of the most well-known movies ever, and I'm not disputing that. But personally, I think Inglourious Basterds is a better movie.
That's where I think Tulio takes the reins in this draft.
I think
he has
that,
the most iconic movies
I
on
think
his
that
list.
Inglourious Basterds is... I wouldn't say like I think Pulp Fiction's like the better cinematic movie, but Inglourious Basterds.
I don't know if I agree with that. Cinematic, as in like.
Like if you were gonna be like judging for like an Oscars or something.
I disagree.
Really.
I think the acting in Inglourious Basterds clears Pulp Fiction. Hmm. What's his face?
Christopher Waltz.
But he's
Christoph Waltz is flawless in Inglourious Basterds. I think that's one of the best performances ever. And the fact that he can go from that and into Django and be like completely opposite of like on the spectrum of whether the fans like him or not. It's dope.
He goes from the one of the ultimate bad guys of the 21st century to one of the ultimate good guys.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's pretty much settled that Charles is fourth, I'm third. Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree with that as
but,
well.
But wait, let's hear your argument for your team if that's what you were going
to
make.
I don't really think I need to. I have four solid picks, and then obviously the Hunger Games was a heart pick. I still stand by that and love it. And the only thing that I see in a different list is Tullio's, and that's just, it seems very, like, picked off of, like, reputation instead of, like,
right.
What kind of films are great kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not really diversity. Those are all just, oh, you're thinking of the best films. You're thinking of Pulp Fiction. You're thinking of Godfather.
Yeah, but to be honest, those are four of my top eight films of all time. Or my favorite films of all time.
Yeah, so you're just an NPC. But no.
Yeah, exactly. No, like, that's the only thing that... That's my only thing, and I definitely think he solidified saying that his list was a reputation-wise when he picked Titanic, because
yeah.
You watch it once, but 3.5 hours of the Titanic is long, and I don't know many people who would watch it again.
Personally, I think his list is amazing. It's like iconic films, 5-star films, films that did great critically. I think aside from The Godfather... Or even if some people have made the mistake, I disagree. You could say he also has 5 of the most overrated movies ever.
That's completely fair, and I would agree with that.
Schindler's List is very good.
5 of the most...
Like, yeah, they're at the top, but at the same time.
Overrated.
I think Pulp Fiction is overrated. I think yep. Titanic is overrated. And I think Good Will Hunting gets a little bit overrated. I think they're all very fantastic
movies.
I've
never heard anybody say that.
About which one?
About... That those movies are overrated. They're not underrated. I would say they're all very properly rated.
I just think
Pulp Fiction
is so overrated. I love Pulp Fiction.
How many times have you watched Pulp Fiction?
So many times.
I think Good Will Hunting's overrated.
I'm just saying like, if you had watched it once and then been like, it's overrated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a movie you need to watch twice. Same with The Godfather.
Yeah. Oh, I think The Godfather is the best movie ever.
100%.
But I would also say like Godfather 2 is more important that you watch twice. Just because it's kind of harder to understand with the flashbacks.
Yeah, and The Godfather 2, it's funny because like, I'd say The Godfather is the best movie ever, but Godfather 2, I think, is a better cinematic movie, but Godfather 1 is obviously the framework.
That's where I stand on it.
It's iconic.
And I think you put Shawshank right in between those two.
I think it's like with, and this is just a general take, so don't come after me for this one. It's like Jordan, LeBron. It's like either way. As long as you have them within the top 3 or 5 together, I won't complain.
Yeah, 100%. But I still firmly believe that it's me and Charlie at the bottom. I do think Tullio and you, Sammy, have the best lists. But if we want to throw my name up there, that would be my only argument just for Tullio.
I think some of your picks are up there, but as an entire draft, it's not up there.
That's fair.
Yeah. Shawshank was an amazing pick.
And that's where I think the difference between me and Tullio was. I picked with my heart for one, and he picked to win.
No, because if I wasn't picking with my heart, I wouldn't have taken Goodwill.
You wouldn't have taken Titanic?
No, I'm saying if I wasn't picking with my heart, I wouldn't have taken Goodwill. Like, Goodwill was a heart pick for me.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I think we all kind of did a bit of a combination. I mean, Charlie, I think, picked with his heart a lot, but he also picked good movies. Like, for me, I picked, like I said, with my heart, but like Silence of the Lambs. I'm not going to say it's my favorite movie of all time, but I do think it's one of the best movies ever. But then the other ones are all in my top 10, and it's not really close.
That's completely fair. But that's my argument. I still have Charles 4, me number 3.
Charles. Okay, so Charlie, do you have an opinion on me and Tullio then? Because you've been a little quiet.
Well, I was looking at them, and honestly, like, by personal preference only, I like Tullio's more.
Really?
Because, I don't know, Social Network was good, but I just like, I don't know, really, it's not really that like controversial for me.
My thing is like kind of the same thing that I said between Charlie and Matt, that Charlie took Ferris Bueller 1 for his heart pick and Matt took that in the 4th round. Lion King in the 2nd round, I feel like could have waited a little bit longer.
I would disagree with that solely because there's no other animated film on here.
Okay.
And nothing comes close to Lion King.
Yeah,
I don't know. The guys in Radiator Springs.
Yeah, Mater has something to say about that. I honestly thought somebody else would go animation, and Lion King is, and I don't think it's a hot take to say it's the best animated movie ever.
It's easily.
Its music is phenomenal. Its voice acting is unreal.
For like
everyone has
Inception
seen Lion King.
Went right after it.
And I was gonna take Lion King.
All right. Okay.
I don't think Inception is better than Lion King.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
No.
And you took the pick. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was gonna take Lion King, and I made that clear. So when you look at these two lists between Tulio and Sammy, just to recap for everyone, Tulio has The Godfather, Pulp Fiction, Schindler's List, Good Will Hunting, and Titanic. Sammy has Godfather 2, Lion King, Social Network, Silence of the Lambs, and Parasite. I think that his two picks that Sammy has that differs from Tulio's are The Lion King. He has that animated film. And he also has Parasite, which is a film in its own respective way. You don't see many critically acclaimed films that are in a different language. And I think when you look at Sammy's list, he has more diversity than Tulio does. Tulio has a lot of those same built films. When you look at Pulp Fiction, Godfather, even Titanic, you can throw in there. None of them stray away from...
I mean, Titanic is a... I wouldn't say they're all the same.
They're a lot more similar than when you look at The Social Network compared to The Godfather 2, compared to The Lion King, compared to Parasite. So I think Sammy totally dominates diversity within his film list, and yeah, that's why I have him above.
That's true. I don't know. I think kind of to add onto it what you were saying about Titanic, I don't know if I'd watch Parasite again. I think it's also kind of a movie you watch once. No, it's a great movie, but I don't, for me at least, it isn't a movie I'd be watching more than once.
I think that's, and I don't know if this is, I don't want to, don't quote me on it. I think that's a pretty hot take because a lot of people have rewatched Parasite knowing how it unfolds. I don't want to spoil anything, knowing how it unfolds, and they recognize different things each time.
Like, fair.
Personally, I've seen it like 10 times, and I've enjoyed it every time.
That's fair. But even if you look at Tulio's point, if you want to put it on the same level as Titanic and say you only watch it once,
yeah.
Same time, it's still diverse compared to Titanic.
If we're in the conversation where my worst movies are Parasite and Social Network, then I think I've won the draft.
No,
because
I think
they're both great.
I don't think
5 out of 5 movies.
I think
Charlie.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't rate The Lion King that highly.
I think
that's
you're,
fair,
I think
but
you're,
I do.
I think you're in the minority.
Yeah, I believe you are in the minority on that
it's
one.
It's entertaining, but like I don't consider it like a great movie or anything.
But like I would say Lion King's better than Pulp Fiction.
Oh, you would definitely be in the minority. You are definitely in the minority.
That
man.
Depends who you're going
after. You know what? I don't know if that's a blasphemous mistake.
Yeah.
I think yours is more in the minority than
Well, no, because there are people who think that Pulp Fiction is better than one of the Godfathers or Shawshank.
But you know they're wrong. I mean, again, I picked with my heart here, so I'm not going to say any of these movies are like, I think for someone like Quentin Tarantino, and that's part of the reason why I picked it, because it's such a heart pick, because it's my favorite live action movie.
Quentin.
Sorry. For someone like Quentin, he likes feet Tarantino.
He does.
To pick... to say The Social Network is the best movie of the century, I feel like that should be held to a really high standard considering Social Network is not a movie that should be taken at face value. Like, it's a very rewatchable movie. And I think in terms of the story it
and
tells.
The meaning.
Yeah, like, because in 2010 or 11 when it came out, I think
11,
it was 2000.
I think I'll check that.
It was when it came out. It was kind of told as a story of how Zuckerberg got to be the world's youngest billionaire.
2010.
It was a very, like, it was kind of, like, almost upbeat. But a decade later, it plays as, like, more of a villain origin story. And I think it almost was designed to do both. And I think that's what's so cool about The Social Network. And that's...
As a motion picture, I think it's deserving of being on the list. But I wouldn't have taken it because I mean, it was a good movie, but it's not a great movie, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
How I look at it, I'm just going to give Charles one more question here. Charlie, if you're looking at these lists and you were going to watch all 5 in a row, Like, if I were to watch them even over the course of 5 days, one a day, I think I'd get tired by the time I got to Good Will Hunting, just because
they're all similar.
They're all very similar.
Yeah, and I wouldn't get past Godfather 2 if I was on Sammy's list. Like, it's all personal preference. That's why I took those five movies, because I would watch all those in 5 days. I have watched all those in 5 days, I think.
That's fair. I just, for me, it still comes down to diversity, and Tullio has it. Or, sorry.
All right, but if you
Tullio
take...
doesn't have it, and Sammy does.
Is diversity that big of a thing for you if you take diversity out of the equation?
Well, as soon as you take diversity out of the equation, then it just goes to critically acclaimed films. And I've made that clear that
it's not,
felt like...
It's not necessarily clear, critically acclaimed films. It's just, like, what, as a movie, what do you think is better?
Personally, I think it's really hard to compare Lion King against Pulp Fiction just because of the different, like, types of movies that they are. Like, I could compare all five of yours against each other.
I still think that, like, it for me, it comes down to, because, like, if you want to go critically rated, you might have the slight edge on me, but my diversity blows your list out of the water. And I think even then, if you're talking about critically, similar lists. Like,
no. I think critically, Lion King and The Social Network aren't even in the conversation.
I have three best pictures against your four best pictures. And I mean, I just don't think it's that clear. I still think, sure, if you want to say you have better, it's still not as big of a gap as I have different movies than you do. You watch my team's movies and you get a different experience with each one. With yours, it's kind of all similar. In terms of enjoyability, I think the least enjoyable film maybe on this list is Titanic. I think it's such a boring watch. No one's going to sit down for 8 hours and watch.
It's either that one or Inception.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games is fun.
But I
I'm kidding.
It's very interesting.
I think Titanic is not a rewatchable, and I think rewatchability has to come in here. All five of my movies are very rewatchable. In terms of rewatchability, my team wins. In terms of diversity, my team wins. In terms of better movies, I think it's still up for debate.
Okay, I'm going to take it here. I'm going to say... Sam, you were right about those 2 points there when you said diversity and rewatchability. In terms of better movies, I think Tullio has it. But overall, I think, yeah, you do. We didn't really talk about rewatchability, but you do have to take that into account. So I'm going to switch my pick.
For talking about rewatchability, Charlie wins.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the only criteria.
Like, rewatchability.
True.
Is
Matt's not first on any of these. Hey, let's rethink this.
Matt's like,
actually,
not again. Super quiet.
Actually, no. Matt does have really good rewatchability.
Yeah.
I've switched my pick.
So I've convinced you.
Okay, before we go on, Charlie, do you want to give an explanation of why you're switching to Sammy's list?
Well, it really came down to the points you were making, Matt, was just that really Tullio's movies they're a little more boring. I'm sure they're more critically acclaimed. But in the end, it is true. I would rather watch Sammy's movies again than Tullio's. And honestly, like, just, I mean, yeah, Titanic, I really think, was the one that could have made, like, I don't mean make or break. I don't know what the past tense of that is, but made or braked. If you were to hand me, back in the days of DVDs, if you were to hand me 5 DVDs, or 10 DVDs, 5 of them being Sammy's movies and 5 of them being Tullio's, I would pick Sammy's.
Well, let's be honest. It's because you would have been 8 years old.
I would have been 8 years old, and I would have loved it.
And you would have loved The Lion King.
But even in 10 years, even in 20 years, I'll still love Lion King more than, like, Titanic. Just saying.
I'm going to wrap it up here because we're running a little tight on time, as we almost always do, it seems. We just love discussing. Sammy's doing a little lift in the Stanley Cup above his head right now because he knows that he is... a two-time champion, our first two-time champion on the show, and his
You're
list
still waiting
with,
for your first win.
Hey. His list with The Godfather 2, The Lion King, Social Network, Silence of the Lambs, and Parasite is just clearly more diverse than Tullio's, and that gives him the edge. So with that, our fourth episode of The Draft Dogs has come to an end. I'm Matthew Dizer, alongside Charles M. Schmeichen, Sammy Brzozowski, and Tullio Fontanella. Until next time, thank you and good night.